being hailed a momentous occasion for the Galawinku people off the coast of Arnhem Land. Today, 200 blood samples will be returned to the remote island and buried more than 50 years after they were originally taken for medical research. While the local community initially resisted the idea of repatriating the samples, it's now hoped it'll provide spiritual closure while also helping with future scientific studies. Gavin Coote reports.
The people of Galawinku on Elko Island are gearing up for a rare and important occasion. A team has arrived all the way from Canberra with 200 blood samples taken from Galawinku more than 50 years ago.
It's going to be a bongol. Bongol means dancing, singing.
Ross Mandy Woonanmurra is a prominent community member who's helped bring the samples home. They were collected from locals in the late 1960s after the remote island was hit with an outbreak of the bacterial infection typhoid.
It is very important in Yolngu law. When I'm saying Yolngu, it is Indigenous people's law and culture that we bury our examples in our homelands.
They're among 7,000 blood samples of Indigenous people that the Australian National University gathered for scientific research between the 1960s and 90s. They come from 35 different communities around Australia, and each of them is now being asked by the ANU's National Centre for Indigenous Genomics what should now happen to them. Azure Hermes is leading the project.
Because samples collected in the 60s and 70s, and mostly in the 80s too, I think, we don't really know what people knew about their samples being collected and whether they provided consent.
The Galawinku samples are the largest set in the collection and are the first ones to be repatriated, but it brings mixed feelings. Azure Hermes says the community initially wanted them destroyed.
Even though it's only 3 mils of blood to researchers at ANU, that 3 mil of blood still has a connection to a person that's passed away.
But the Galawinku people ultimately decided they wanted their ancestors' blood to be repatriated and sampled, with scientists holding on to part of the DNA for ongoing research.
What makes Galawinku quite a special community is the fact that they have asked for these samples back. But it's the process that they went through in order to make this decision.
It's hoped this time around the Galawinku people will be able to play a part in modern science on their own terms. Today a ceremony will be held ahead of their burial on the island. Anahita Tonkin is a director of the local Yalu Indigenous Corporation.
So there's conversations around it's important to bring it back to us as well so we can understand it and have that learning two ways, between Yolngu people and also the outside world.
That's Anahita Tonkin from the Yalu Indigenous Corporation, ending Gavin Coote's report.